Monthly designations are a common form of promoting awareness of a particular cause, disease, product, or activity. Just about anything, really. Some of the more familiar, February is, of course, Black History Month. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. November is American Diabetes Awareness Month. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Auto Battery Safety Month, National Chili Month, Chiropractic Health Month, Dental Hygiene Month, German American Heritage Month, and that's just for starters. Without a doubt, October has more designations than any month of the year, and that's only counting national observations. The American Cancer Society claimed October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month over 25 years ago, and the organization's regional communications director, Rhonda Holland, is certain the designation has made a difference.
There has been a steady decline in breast cancer death rates in our country since at least 1990, and that's directly attributed to early detection by mammography and improvements in treatment. And I would go one step further in saying this steady decline that we are seeing year after year in the amount of women that are dying from this disease is directly attributed to education. And that education comes from movements and avenues of what we're doing through breast cancer awareness through the month of October.
She also says having a month specific to the cause makes for easier scheduling.
I know that every month has its own awareness for every different group that could be out there. But we've really enjoyed all the different events and fundraisers that we're able to do through this month.
Monthly designations range from issues as important as breast cancer awareness to matters as light as popcorn. The National Popcorn Board wants you to know that it is also Popcorn Poppin' Month.
I think with the designation, it really does help remind people about popcorn. And people have a lot of fun with designations, that, you know, the silly designations that months can have, certainly plenty of them serious and also some of them just fun and silly. And I think there's lots of people who have fun with that concept. And it does remind people and it does seem to help, you know, whenever you're thinking about a product, sometimes you tend to use it or consume it a little bit more while it's top of mind.
Wendy Rappel is a spokesperson for the Popcorn Board. She says October was a natural choice for the promotion of popcorn.
We know that fall is top time for consumption of popcorn. Whether or not the designation really created that, or whether or not that's sort of a natural time because of the harvest season, because of like Halloween and Thanksgiving, because of their sort of connection with popcorn. You know, we're not sure if it's which one came first, the chicken and egg sort of a thing here.
In case you didn't know, October is also the time to go hog wild, eat country ham month, spinach lovers month, field trip month, right brainers rule month, squirrel awareness month, kitchen and bath month, and cutout dissection month. It's also self-promotion month. And on that note, I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News.